So Boris is having a very bad week. He's just announced, we brought it to you at the time, that Plan B is underway. It's not as dramatic as we would think in this country. I mean, it's a bit of a mask wearing. There's a few vax applications required if you're going into a nightclub or a pub. And if you can work from home, that would be good. So the big question is Christmas cancelled? But having announced all of that, he took questions, but no one was interested in any of that. All they wanted to do was ask questions about the infamous party at Downing Street and his mate who's quit.
I make no excuses for the frivolity with which the subject was handled in that rehearsal that people saw in that clip, and there could be no excuse for it. And it was I can totally understand how infuriating it was. But I want to say that Allegra has been a fine colleague, has achieved a great deal in her time in government.
Allegra was the woman we played earlier on this morning who was crying outside her front door, having resigned, having seen the video come about, and she was laughing, and that's the end of her career as well. Anyway, Rod's with us. Rod, how are you?
I'm not so bad, mate. How are you?
Very well. It's all go at your place at the moment, isn't it? So how much trouble is Boris? So let's deal with the party, first of all. Is the party a bigger story than the Plan B, or is Plan B beating the party?
No, I think the party's a bigger story, and I think the party is a big issue. And it's a big issue for two reasons. Firstly, it plays into this trope, which has been a continual one for the last 2 years, which is the government tells us to do things and then does the opposite itself. And it is as simple as that. And it enrages people who have been kept away from their loved ones at Christmas last year, who have lost people to COVID during the year, to find out that not only is Boris's staff, 40 of them, having a party with wine and cheese and a secret Santa while they're all meant to be masked up and locked away and isolated. But also the Education Secretary, Gavin Williamson, the previous Education Secretary, had his own party for the Department of Education staff with wine and cheese when they were all meant to be isolated. So it is infuriating to members of the public. And I don't even think that Keir Starmer has understood how infuriating. And of course, it plays in. The reason it's important is because Boris's job today was to tell the country that we've got to be safe. You know, there's an Omicron virus spreading through the country very, very rapidly. We've moved to Plan B, which isn't, as you rightly said, terribly dramatic. But we've got to abide by those rules. Why should we abide by those rules when they don't?
Yep, that's a very good point. So I've just heard the police are not going to investigate the party. Is that sort of the end of it legally, and it's just the political fallout he has to deal with now?
It's the end of it legally, perhaps. I don't think it's anywhere near the end of it, because you not merely have the fact of the party, which genuinely enrages people, Mike, but you also have the fact that it would seem that Boris lied about it. Yeah. Because it seems to me inconceivable that his entire staff of 40-odd people would have a party and he wouldn't know that it took place. And that's what that's the line he's used all the way through this. And it just doesn't seem credible. So I think there's more to come on this.
As far as Plan B goes, although not dramatic, certainly from New Zealand's point of view in terms of what we've gone through, is Plan B it? Or could there be a Plan C if Plan B doesn't work?
It wouldn't surprise me if there was a Plan C. Already in the Prime Minister's statement this evening, you heard that he didn't rule out mandatory vaccines. And that will worry a lot of people in the country, not just anti-vaxxers. You know, it will certainly worry them, obviously. But also people who worry that we are slipping inexorably towards a kind of rather authoritarian government, which tells us we've got to be jammed up and tells us what to do. So there is a problem with that. Plan B itself, I don't think, is a wild problem. It's more stringent than we would have liked, but it's still not quite like last Christmas, which was, you know, hugely miserable for all concerned.
Yeah. And then we come, Rod, to you and your speech at Durham. Was it a witty and entertaining speech that the young'uns didn't like?
Well, I don't know whether they liked it or not, nor do they, because they walked out before it started.
Oh.
You know, you might at least wait before you hate the person who's speaking, but they didn't. They departed before I'd spoken. And my speech was about freedom of speech and the importance of of having doubt in your minds about your own opinions and tolerance for other people's points of view, a bit wasted, I think we could say, frankly. And it's now become, you know, front page news because Durham University, a craven institution, has victimised the guy who invited me there, a professor of great standing, and complained that he should never have done so, despite the fact it was known to them all the way through that I was coming. The truth is, Mike, I did that speech. I had a long chat with all the trainee journalists beforehand, which was great, and I had a long drink with all the people who enjoyed the speech afterwards, which was also great. But the Labour group exited the place, and they're the ones who are causing all this trouble at the moment, and Durham University is giving in to them. And the sort of publicity they're getting over here, when you look below the line on all the articles in the press, is pretty appalling.
Exactly. Is Tim going to be okay? He's been stood down. There's an investigation. Does anything happen to him?
Well, he's been supported by the Free Speech Union, an important organisation, and I think pretty sure he will keep his job. But, you know, he lost a trip to New York this week. He lost an important speech that he was meant to give. They've scapegoated him, and for no reason other than to keep those children happy for a bit.
Uncool. All right, mate. Appreciate it very much. Rod Little, Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.